Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Arizona certifies 2022 election in Democrats' favor. Elon Musk's Neuralink business faces probe over animal testing. And flu and RSV drives up hospitalizations, says CDC. It's Tuesday, December 6. I'm Anthony Davis. Officials in Arizona certified the midterm election results yesterday, formalizing victories for Democrats over Republicans, who falsely claimed the election was rigged. The certification opens a 5-day window for formal election challenges. Republican conspiracist Carrie Lake, who lost the race for governor, is expected to file a lawsuit in the coming days after she spent weeks criticizing the administration of the election. Election results have largely been certified without issue around the country, but Arizona was an exception. Several Republican-controlled counties delayed their certification despite no evidence of problems with the vote count. Arizona had a successful election, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, who beat Lake in the race for governor, said before signing the certification. But too often throughout the process, powerful voices proliferated misinformation that threatened to disenfranchise voters. Republicans have complained for weeks about Hobbs's role in certifying her own victory, though it is typical for election officials to maintain their position while running for higher office. Lake and her allies have focused on problems with ballot printers that produced about 17,000 ballots that could not be tabulated on site and had to be counted at the Elections Department headquarters. Lines backed up in some polling places, fueling Republican conspiracy theories that some supporters were unable to cast a ballot, though there's no evidence it affected the outcome. County officials say everyone was able to vote and all legal ballots were counted. Despite significant misinformation to the contrary, there has never been widespread voter fraud in the US. Elon Musk's Neuralink, a medical device company, is under federal investigation for potential animal welfare violations amid internal staff complaints that its animal testing is being rushed, causing needless suffering and deaths. Neuralink Corp is developing a brain implant it hopes will help paralyzed people walk again and cure other neurological ailments. The federal probe, which has not been previously reported, was opened in recent months by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Inspector General at the request of a federal prosecutor. The probe focuses on violations of the Animal Welfare Act, which governs how researchers treat and test some animals. The investigation has come at a time of growing employee dissent about Neuralink's animal testing, including complaints that pressure from CEO Musk to accelerate development has resulted in botched experiments, according to a Reuters review of dozens of Neuralink documents and interviews with more than 20 current and former employees. Such failed tests have had to be repeated, increasing the number of animals being tested and killed, the employees say. In all, the company has killed about 1,500 animals, including more than 280 sheep, pigs, and monkeys, following experiments since 2018. The total number of animal deaths does not necessarily indicate that Neuralink is violating regulations or standard research practices. Many companies routinely use animals in experiments to advance human healthcare, and they face financial pressure to quickly bring products to market. But current and former Neuralink employees say the number of animal deaths is higher than it needs to be for reasons related to Musk's demand to speed research. The United States is experiencing the highest levels of hospitalizations from influenza that it has seen in a decade for this time of year, the head of the US CDC said yesterday, adding that 14 children have died so far this flu season. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky added that U.S. hospital systems also continue to be stressed, with a high number of patients with other respiratory illnesses such as RSV and COVID-19. There have been at least 8.7 million illnesses, 78,000 hospitalizations, and 4,500 deaths from flu so far this season, according to CDC estimates. It urged people to get vaccinated. Respiratory viruses are spreading as people gather indoors due to the colder weather. People also likely have weakened defenses after not being exposed to flu and RSV while working or schooling from home during the COVID-19 pandemic. Vaccination rates for people at higher risk from the flu, those 65 and older, children and pregnant women, are also lower than at this time of year, Walensky added. Between October 1st and November 26, the rate of hospitalization for flu in the United States was 16.6 per 100,000 people. In the past 10 years, the cumulative rates during the same week of the year typically range from 0.1 to 2 per 100,000. COVID-19 cases have risen following the Thanksgiving holiday, and COVID-related hospitalizations have also increased about 15 to 20% over the last week.
You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hello, this is Gary Chahot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present. If you liked Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th-century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th-century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.